Dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 16th of April, and here in Auroville is cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius, and today we can expect clouds and sun, and over the night partly cloudy with a thunderstorm late. Temperatures from low 26 to high 31 with heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 10, which is an extreme. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 8%, and tomorrow it will be new in Aries. Tonight at 8 p.m. in Pitanga, we can hear following sounds: heartwarming songs with Clementine on voice and Julian on piano, and Matthew as a special guest on tenor saxophone. On Saturday, 18th of April at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone, we can see dance performance with hip-hop, jazz, contemporary and much more, which would be an evening to watch and enjoy the beauty of dance. Ali Shakti wants to remind us that there are still events coming up. So on 18 and 19 at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti, we can see a play Under the Mangosteen Tree. Perch Chennai present Under the Mangosteen Tree, a play in English based on the short stories of Vaikom Muhammad Bashir. And the stories in this play are Poovan Banana, The Blue Light, Walls, Voices, The World the New Knows, and The Man. With the cast Pearl Matthew, Ishwar Shrikumar, Aram Paragopinath, Rensi Philip, Anand Sami, Ravindra Vijay, Ashika Salvan. And on Sunday at 6 p.m., before the play, they invite us to Orali, a music concert. On Tuesday, 21st at 7 p.m., we can see a theatrical performance by Daniel Bai, The Price of Everything. Adi Shakti is located on Sri Ratha Tata Kotuvul at Anjavanadi Road, diagonally opposite of Hope, and admission is free. On Saturday, 18 at 5 p.m. at Kale Kendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, they will inaugurate a photo exhibition, UNESCO World Heritages in Japan, with a photography by Kazuyoshi Mishiyoshi, and it will be on display from 18th to 30th of April between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day except Sundays. The opening reception at 5 a.m. on 18th, it will be with Japanese green tea and light snacks. On Saturday 18th, between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Botanical Gardens, Nirmiti Project Land Art in Botanical Gardens invites us to see a slideshow about last year's work done by students of IKM, DPAM, Oli School and Udavi. On Wednesday 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa Kalabumi, we are invited to piano recital by Cyril Marie Murali with Beethoven 3 Last Sonatas, Sonatas number 30, Opus 109 in E major vivace, Manon Troppo, Sonata number 31, Opus 110 in A flat major, Moderato cantabile molto espressivo, and Sonata number 32, Opus 111 in C minor, Mestoso. Saturday market is suspended during the summer and it will resume in July or August. With the heat rising, vegetables become scarce, dairy products become difficult to make and keep, and many customers are gone. That's why last year's market will be held at Youth Center this Saturday, 18, and then the market will stop during the summer. They plan to resume in July and August, so stay informed via the news notes. On 24th of April, it will be trip to Pondi for Darshan Day, starting from Matri Mandir at 9 a.m. and following the usual route and coming back to Auroville at noon. Pondi Farm invites us to a community integration and they invite us all to join them for a gathering in Pondi Farm on Saturday 18th of April from 5 p.m. onward. Between 5 to 7 p.m. it will be discussion on how to integrate community and town planning, and from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. they will share music and snacks, but you are welcome to bring your instrument, your voice and your goodwill. And from L'Avenir de Auroville comes an announcement that the next water talk will take place on Tuesday 21st at 5 p.m. The topic will be a presentation on the geological history of Auroville and its bioregion, and the venue will be confirmed via Auronet. An announcement from BCC about new budget forms. They're saying that the BCC, the Budget Coordination Committee, has the new budget reforms ready. These two forms, one, BCC Budget Request Form 2015-16, a spreadsheet, and second, Narrative Report 2014-15, a doc file, can be downloaded from Auronet. And Precreche is looking for a volunteer teacher who would like to work with children aged from 1, 1.5 to 3 years old for the next school calendar year starting in July to until the end of April 2016. There will be no maintenance available. If you're interested, they're asking you to call them on 262-3161 between 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. The Tibetan Pavilion International Zone is going to host a 10-day residential Vipassana course, Goenka Lineage, and the retreat will begin on Monday, 4th of May, and end on 15th of May. And here's the word from us, because we are happy to say that the work for our FM community radio station is progressing. Harini, Chandrash, Krishna Day, Alok M, and Vinodini are helping to make this reality. This would enable receiving via cheap means FM radio receiver or mobile phone broadcast within 10 to 15 kilometers radius. Somewhere in the administrative zone heights, a spot on a roof must be located for the low power FM transmitter and the small antenna. This will enable a decent coverage for Orville, the surrounding communities and villages. Our team sessions have restarted where the work of redefining vision, mission, goals and activities are shared. Kirsten, Yahalom, Marie F, Roland, Reno, Miriam and Andrea are engaged in this exercise. If you are passionate about any kind of music that you would like to share and or introduce, the Orville Radio will provide you with a slot of time for culturally valuable music from anywhere and any period of time. We are always looking for interested persons who would like to be trained in the field of journalism and sound production to join the team and help us deepen and widen the Orville Radio content. The radio is also looking for a photographer to share images of Orville live daily on our social media network. A software developer familiar with APPS for mobile would be very welcome. And there are many fun and exciting projects to carry forward and develop that are waiting for you. And let us conclude with a cinema. At Bharat Niwas Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there will screen Life and Nothing But La Vie by Bertrand Tavernier. At Sadhana Forest, they will scream Giant Leap and What About Me, which was made in 2008 and directed by Jamie Catton and Duncan Bridgman. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall starts the Eco Film Fest, and tonight at 8 p.m. we will see a documentary, The Rise of Ecology, 10 Disasters That Changed the World in USA, the world. It was made in USA in 2012 and directed by Virginia Linhart. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. we can see also a documentary, Tiny House Haunting, Living in Nashville, Your Environmental Road Trip, and was made in USA 2015. On Saturday we can see a documentary, Summer of Family Love, made in USA in 2014 by director Kirsten Dirksen. And at Children's Film, it will also stay in Ecofilm Fest, and we will see The Lorax, made in USA in 2012 by director Chris Renaud, which is animation comedy. And at 8 p.m. on Sunday, we can see a documentary, The Coconut Revolution and Tiny House Nation, Episode 5. And The Coconut Revolution was made in UK in 2000 by Dom Rotheron. And the mother wrote, "To want what the divine wants, in all sincerity, is an essential condition for peace and joy in life. Only in a calm as of a deep waters can be found the possibility of true service." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.